Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Upper Hunter pet owners are being advised not to feed their furry friends any Christmas food over the next few days. There are different Christmas-related risks which can be harmful to pets, including what they are fed, chewing on wrapping paper, ribbons and electric decorations. Pet Medical's Dr. Denny says owners should keep an eye on their pets during this time and be wary of select foods that are not okay for consumption.
Definitely ham is full of salt and full of fat, not safe for cats or dogs. Exactly right with barbecue. Things like any barbecued meat really is usually quite rich and too fatty and salty. And also the other danger could be that potentially things like skewers could get eaten. So if your dog jumps up and steals a chicken skewer off the barbecue, that is bad news.
Singleton locals and families who are struggling with the festive season are invited to celebrate Christmas Day with the Samaritans. A Christmas picnic will be held at Singleton Showground tomorrow, designed to deliver Christmas cheer in a social environment. The lunch will start at 11 a.m. and locals attending can collect a hamper, picnic blanket and gifts for all ages to enjoy. Singleton Council Mayor Sue Moore says it's a wonderful local tradition that brings everyone together this time of year.
It's an absolute tradition. There's Samaritans running the Christmas lunch for those that are on their own or less fortunate at this very festive time of year that it can often be very sad if you're on your own. So obviously last year COVID restricted it and they provided hampers for people to pick up and take home, but this year they've taking a different twist on it yet again.
And Upper Hunter motorists are urged to keep an eye out for reckless driving over Christmas and the New Year's period. New South Wales police are asking locals to assist in keeping roads safe by reporting any drink, drug, dangerous and distracted driving. It follows as double demerit points were introduced this morning at midnight and will be enforced for 11 days. The two-week operation will target speeding, mobile phone usage, seatbelts and motorcycle helmet offences. Highway Patrol Acting Assistant Commissioner Paul Glynn says keeping the public safe is the top priority and they want locals to also help protect the community. Double demerit points will conclude on January 3rd.